This week on the Time Bat Show.
Do you remember those stories when you were a kid that were like, okay, if you go in the bathroom at midnight and look in the mirror and you say Bloody Mary
five times. Or, yeah, five times or whatever. Everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 84. I'm your host, Timeasis.
And I'm your host, Bat Snacks.
And it's episode 84. How you doing today?
I'm doing great this week.
Well, it's kind of a radio announcer voice. How you doing today?
How's everything going? This week on the Time Bat Show.
I'm having trouble speaking today for some reason. Like, I'm not, like, have you ever had, like, you're, like, tongue-tied for some reason? But it's not, like, words. It's, like, you're like, your mouth isn't like working properly. Have you ever had that happen to you?
Your brain is working, but your mouth is saying different things.
Yes.
That's me every episode.
Well, it's like my brain is like, this is what you need to say. And then I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, blah, 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 blah.
Did you get all that?
You got that down? So I was trying to find like some vocal warm-ups for the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I couldn't find any. But, like, most of the time it's, like, tongue twisters. Like, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, you know?
The ones... I watch a lot of America's Got Talent.
Uh-huh, what do they do over there?
I've seen every episode of that show.
Wow.
And,
That's a little known fact.
Yeah, the little known fact. The ones they use on there are, they do, you know, like, me, 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 me.
Right.
Or, like...
La, 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 la.
Or that, yeah. Sing.
Why do they do that?
That's because really... it's like it starts high and goes
low. And then they go low. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I can't do it. I mean, you probably sounded not like what it's supposed to because I did it. But
I think alliteration is good practice. Like Timmy Trotter Trekta Trackle Trimmel. I don't know, I got nothing. Yeah. So what's going on with you today?
Well, I'm having an exciting day because I got three comic books in the mail.
Yeah? Are you a comic book reader now?
No.
Okay. What possessed you to buy three comic books then?
Well, someone I follow on Twitter released a book, Mushba. You know who they are.
No, I don't. What's Mushba? Well,
they're this artist that does, like, weird drawings and comics. They released a book called 310. I haven't started reading it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about archaeology. And it's probably, like, sort of a comedy book.
Mm-hmm. Sounds cool.
Yeah. And the other book I got was Ripples, A Detective's Diary by Weiwei Pang.
Oh, I love detective stuff.
Yeah, these are from the same publisher called Piao Publishing.
How did you find out about that one?
Well, the only thing I really wanted to order was Mushba's book, 310.
Mm-hmm.
But...
the other ones were kind of an impulse purchase.
Yeah, it was already $18, and it was free shipping for $50. So I was just like, I'll just buy other books.
I love that rationalization. Like, $50 for free shipping, sure. That reminds me, like, last weekend I really wanted a pizza.
Yeah.
And so, like, I go online...
It's the same thing.
It's the same fucking thing. I go online and I'm like, all right, medium pizza, two toppings, delivery. And they're like, oh, you can only deliver for $20. And I was like, $20? This is only $10. So I'm like, all right, what if I got a large pizza? And then it was like $14. And I was like, all right, what if I get a large pizza and garlic bread? And then it was like $19. And I was like, what if I got a large pizza and garlic bread and a 2 liter of Coke? And then it was like $21. But like, that's all stuff I don't need. But like, sometimes I'm like willing to do it because like I want the... Like I need to get to the... I don't know, in order for it to work.
The thing I do is, you know, when you order the pizza and you do reach the $20, like you've already hit it.
Yeah.
But then when you're checking out, they're like, you know, you could get three medium pizzas. For $7 each. And then I'm like, you know what? Okay. I'm only a single person, but...
Like, what do you do that? Do you really
order? Yes.
What do you do with the rest of the pizzas?
I throw it away. No.
You put it in the fridge and eat it, like, later, right?
Yeah. But, like, you can't finish three medium pizzas. That's too much.
They always get you, though. It's like, the pizza shops have, like, the weirdest pricing ever. Have you noticed this? It's kind of like the, we talked about this on the show. When you go to the gas station and you get, like, the biggest drink, it's, like, cheaper than the smaller ones or whatever sometimes. Like, they'll have, like, you'll go on and be like, oh, I want a medium, two toppings. And they're like, actually, if you got a super large with two toppings, it would be $2 cheaper. And you're like, okay, I guess I'll do that. Or if you got three mediums, it would be cheaper than all that. And you're like, what? That doesn't make any sense. And they're like, do they just, like, want to throw away food at you or something? I don't get.
No, it's like, model. So if you're going to order pizza, like, you've already made up your mind.
Yes.
Like, pizza's not good for you.
Right.
But you've already committed if you're on the website. Yeah. So
you might as well get a whole lot of pizza.
Might as well get a lot.
It's so weird how they do that. I don't understand why they do that. But it, like, puts me, it makes me, like, anxious every time I'm ordering, because I'm like, am I getting the best deal? I bet if I ordered more food, it would be cheap.
It wouldn't be cheaper, but, like, you would receive more pounds of food.
It would feel better for me to do that. Because, like, I don't know, I think about, like, the price per pound, like you said, more than I do, like, the price. So I'd be like, I feel bad if I'm not getting the best deal.
Yeah, same.
I don't know. One time I ordered from this pizza place, and I got a medium, but I, like, called to order it. And then later I looked on the internet and saw that they had, like, a special for a large that was actually cheaper than the medium I ordered. And when I went in, I was, like, hoping that they would, like, honor the large one since I got a medium. And they didn't. But I was too much of, like, a pushover of a person to, like, bring that up, like, in the store and be like, actually, you know.
They could have at least charged you the price of the large.
Right? I know. That's what I thought. But, you know, I didn't want to start a confrontation with the pizza man. So I was like,
you're like, listen, it would have been less to get more pizza.
Give me the damn large or charge me $2 less. Yeah. But I didn't want to start a confrontation with the pizza man. I don't like starting confrontations with people who give me food. Because if I like the food, I'm going to go back, and I don't want them, like, doing stuff to the food.
The pizza man is not the hill you want to die on.
No, it's not. I'd never been to that place before, but I was like, if I like this pizza, I'm going to come back here, and he's going to recognize me, and I don't want that hanging over our relationship, you know?
Yeah. I know what you mean. I do. I agree.
I don't know. I can't be rude to food service people. Mostly out of human decency, but, like, partially because I don't want them to, like, not do bad things to my food.
Yeah, they are not paid enough to not, like, poison you.
Exactly. Yeah. They're like, I'm only making, like, $10 an hour here. I'm gonna poison some people. Whatever, it's fine. Oh, God. So what other, so you said you got three comics. What was the other one? The third one.
So, you know, I had to get $50, right?
Right. You had to reach the limit or the,
I bought two of Mushba's book.
So you bought the other one?
No, I bought two of the same one.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
But it, you don't, all right.
Why so would you do
was
that?
$8.
Okay. How much was
and
the
it
book?
It was like 18 for the book.
That you spent $10 for no reason.
I'll give it to someone. It'll be a gift.
Oh, I see. So, okay, hold on. If you would have done shipping, it would have been $8. If you would have just bought the book, it would have been $18.
Yeah.
No, but you still spent $10 extra for no reason.
Not for no reason. I'll give it to someone as a gift. This is going to be a good book. I can feel it.
Can I have it?
I mean, if you want it.
No, it's fine. I was just kidding. You'd have to ship it to me, and then you'd spend another.
Then I'd spend even more.
And then we're back to the post office conversation we were having last week. You're like, I need to ship this. And they're like, all right, well, you could either do the $1 shipping or the secured shipping for $50. And you're like, well, I guess I'll do the secured. I don't want it to lose it. And they're like, that's the best option, honestly. Ugh, post offices. What?
You know,
what
people
you
can take advantage of me pretty easily with stuff like that.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Like a post office. But if I'm buying something and people ask if I want insurance on it, it's
bro,
always
I never,
no.
I never do that. That seems like the most, That seems like one of the most, like, scammy things these days. You always buy electronics and they're like, would you like to spend an extra $100 and get insurance? It's like, no, I don't want insurance. If it breaks, it breaks. You know? And most of the time when something breaks, it's always like a year later, like more than a year later. So it's like the insurance doesn't even cover it or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
how does insurance as a business even exist? Like,
because people are worrying, anxious people. That's what I think. Why? What do you mean?
It doesn't make any sense as a business model to me.
Tell us, like, tell us all about it.
So you have to, as an insurance company, you can't pay out more than you receive.
Right. It's kind of a
pyramid. So why do people even give you money? It's like a mafia.
It's like a threat.
Be like, listen.
You don't want anything to happen to your car.
Because you don't want anything to happen to your car or your heart or, like,
or your house or your wife.
God, Jesus.
And you're like, God, you're right. I don't. That's true. How did they start insurance companies? Because
it's the mafia.
Here's the thing that confuses me. The first person that did insurance must have been rich, because if they weren't rich already, how could they afford to pay out anyone that they were insured? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of a, like you said, it's kind of like a pyramid thing. Because, like, if I started an insurance company and I got five people to, like, pay me money every month to be insured, how am I, as an insurance company, am I supposed to be able to pay each person out, like, their full insurance if they get into an accident or whatever?
I mean, obviously no company can afford to do
that. Right, that's what I mean. Customers. So, like, how, I don't know, what if that happened? Like, what if all their, like, what if a lot of people got in trouble and then the insurance company needs to pay them out, but they don't have the money to, like.
I think they just say sorry.
It's like, you were paying us so we could cover it, but, like, whoops, I guess we can't do it. And it was like, that's, I don't know, that seems very silly to me, personally, yeah. But I don't
They're
know.
Making a bet with money they don't have.
Yeah, it's weird. And people are like, that's fine. That sounds good. All right. Really, what it should be is, like, you should be able to excuse some debt. Some, well, that doesn't really make sense either. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why it works.
I got nothing. It's a weird system. We live in a strange world.
Yeah, that's all.
But that's the way it is.
All there is to
Speaking
it.
Of insurance, you know, we talked about this like a month ago. Uber got into some trouble because one of their self-driving cars hit a homeless person and killed them.
Yes, remember I that? Remember.
So they, there's like an ongoing, you know, investigation or whatever, and they released a preliminary report. It doesn't have any, like, conclusions about the accident or, like, you know, they're not pointing any fingers, but they're, like, basically going over the facts. And I just want to read you this one thing. It says, what? Don't laugh. Don't
I'm
laugh.
Not laughing yet. I'm sorry.
It says, in its report, the NTSB, which is National Traffic Safety Board or something, said Uber equipped the latest test vehicle with developmental self-driving, blah, blah, blah. You know, it has all this technology, blah, 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 blah. The vehicle's factory equipped with several advanced driver assistance functions by the original manufacturer Volvo cars, including a collision avoidance function with automatic emergency braking, blah, 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 blah. The Volvo functions are disabled only when the test vehicle is operated in computer control mode. And then it goes on to say that, so it was traveling at 43 miles per hour when it,
killed someone.
No, seconds before the impact. As the vehicle and the pedestrian's paths converged, the self-driving car classified the pedestrian as an unknown object, as a vehicle, and then as a bicycle with varying expectations of future travel path. At 1.3 seconds before impact, the self-driving system determined that the emergency braking was needed to mitigate a collision. According to Uber, emergency braking maneuvers are not enabled while the vehicle is under computer control to reduce the potential for erratic behavior. The vehicle operator is relied on to intervene and take action. The system is not designed to alert the operator. What is the point of self-driving cars if they can't stop and not killed someone. Like, what? Like, did you hear that? Like, it's basically admitting that they're not...
Yeah, what they're admitting that they're, you know, that's expected behavior. Sorry about the siren.
Oh, it's fine. Hang on. Uber got in another accident just over there. No, I'm just kidding. That's a horrible joke. But yeah, the braking maneuvers are not enabled while the vehicle is under computer control to reduce the potential for erratic vehicle behavior. So, like, they don't emergency brake unless the person in the car intervenes. Like, why? What's the point of self-driving cars if they can't do that?
Self-drive, yeah.
I don't understand.
Killing people.
I don't, like, yeah. It doesn't make any, this technology makes, like, no sense to me. I don't know. I just, every time I
think
read,
they're just trying to get out of being liable.
I mean, yes, that's obviously what they're trying to do. Every time I read about self-driving cars, I, like, die a little inside.
Yeah.
People are so obsessed with advances in technology that they, like, are willing to overlook, like, some scary shit. You know? Like, how we're, like, being monitored all the time by Google. We're like, that's fine. It's fine. I love searching stuff on the internet.
It's such a depressing, like, reality when you think about it. Because, like, people, they just want to watch a cat video. That's all they want to do. They just want to see some cute animals. And they're like, fine, just take it all. I just want to see the kitty.
Like, if there was, like, if you opened YouTube and it was, like, a cat video, and then, like, before you watch it, there's, like, a big disclaimer. It's like, by watching this cat video, you agreed to share with Google every single thing of your personal information from now until the end of time. They're like, sure, sure, fine, just give me the cat, give me the cat.
Just give me the cat, give me the cat. They show underneath the warning that 16 million people have watched it and liked it already, and it's like, well, I mean, I guess if they did it.
I mean, they someone's bound to have read this whole thing, right? So it can't be that bad. It's the fallacy of, you know, if everyone does it, then it can't be, you know, something's right with it. If 6 million people have done it and they've agreed to give Google all their personal information, then fine, I should do it too. It's like, no. That's what it seems like with the self-driving car thing. Like, people are so excited for it, and, like, it's exciting, but, like, yeah. I feel like people are overlooking how, like, dangerous it is.
Yeah. I don't just, like, do any of these sense. People who ride in these cars own a computer? Because...
yeah, it's... I don't know. Like...
they're not good.
They're not yeah. good. Like, if you were to pull, like, 100 random people and were like, hey, if you were driving in a road... And you were driving on the highway, and the only cars on the highway were self-driving, would you feel comfortable? I bet 95% of them would say, no, I would not. And yet, these same people are the ones that are, like, really excited for the technology. It's like, yes, it's good, but it's not ready. It's not even close to being ready. And if our metric is, like, it's a little better than a human, you know, it's like, that's not really that good. At all.
It's a little better than a human most of the time, but when it's not, it's a lot worse than a human.
Like, that's not, I don't know, that just doesn't seem a fair trade to me.
Yeah.
It's a little better, but sometimes it's really awful. So, yeah, let's spend all this money and make these things happen. It's like, no, this doesn't make any freaking sense. The people that want this stuff, this is my, we talked about this in the show before, and I might be mischaracterizing the humanity here, but, like, people pretending that they care about an issue when in reality they want something for themselves. And I'm probably mischaracterizing a lot of people, and I'm sorry if you're one of those. But I feel like a lot of people that are, like, proponents of self-driving vehicles being on the road, like, right now, are saying, oh, it's more safe, it's more safe, it's more safe. But in reality, what they want to be able to be on Twitter while they're going to work.
Yeah. They want to take a picture of them in a self-driving car.
They want to watch the cat videos on their commute in their car that's driving them to work.
Yeah.
I feel horrible for saying that, but I can't.
I can't blame them. I mean, I don't really like driving anymore.
Me neither, but I kind of feel like that's what most of these people are like. Yeah, they're ready. Give me those cat videos on my way to work. I need to be constantly entertained right now. I don't know. Self-driving cars scare me, though.
Yeah, they scare me too. Self-driving missiles also scare me.
Self-driving anything scares me. Computers are so dumb. I think they'll get it eventually, but I think a lot of people are like, oh, they're right around the corner, and they've been right around the corner for like 5 years, but clearly they're not, because they keep killing people. So, Yeah. I don't know. It's gonna be interesting the next few years, like how they're gonna be able to get these things on the road.
Speaking of people being on Twitter and, you know, not wanting to get off.
They want to be on Twitter forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some things about Twitter that I know irritate you.
Are you gonna go on a rant right now? I'm very
excited. No, I'm not gonna go on a rant.
Please do.
It bothers me.
But please do.
Okay, so I don't know if anyone listening to this has maybe ever been on Twitter, and someone...
Oh, I'm sure everyone tweets listening a joke. To this
yeah, has a lot been of people Twitter. Have probably been on Twitter.
Everyone's but Twitter is like the worst website, and I'm on it all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is. Go ahead.
Someone will tweet a joke, and it'll be a funny joke, and then some random person will quote it and say, like, laughing my ass off, or I'm dead, LOL, or hey.
Or I'm screaming is a good one, too.
Yeah, I'm screaming. I'm dead, y'all. And then that will get, like, a million likes, retweets, interactions, like, attentions.
Like, orders of magnitude more than the original joke.
Yeah, like 100 orders of magnitude.
And, like, why? Why is this happening?
What are you guys doing?
Why are people doing this? It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand. I think... I don't know. I have no explanation for this.
I have no explanation. That's not even, like, lowest common denominator humor. That's not humor.
You're not adding anything. You're just, like... You're just showing the world that you enjoy this joke. But then people are, like, effectively giving you credit for it for some reason. It just doesn't... I don't know. It's like your joke discovery. Like, good job, you discovered this joke.
Joke aggregate service.
Right? I guess. Yeah. It just doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
This reminds me of another thing I saw. It's like a trend on, like, Tumblr. People have, like, a GIF, like, from a movie or show that's, like, funny. And then people will respond to it. And they'll, like, GIF the whole thing. And, like, with the responses. And the responses are just, like, LMAO or something. And, like, people will post that to social media. And it's like... Why do I need these responses with the GIF? The GIF is funny. I don't care about the extra stuff. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know. It seems like a lot of Twitter is, like, adding very small things to humor and people being like, wow, you really made it a lot better. When in reality, they didn't really do anything at all. They just reposted it, basically. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I agree. Do you want me to tell everybody about that dream I had? I think it's a pretty funny dream.
Yes, I would like you to do that.
So I was having a dream the other night.
you messaged me this. So this is weird.
I messaged you this totally randomly without like any
warm-up.
But
it was really funny, so tell it. Yeah. Yes, tell it.
I was like, so I had a dream the other night, and I dreamed that all the ideas in the world were manifested in little bubbles. Like every idea was a different sized bubble, and I could see them all in like a grid. Or like in a space somewhere.
Yeah.
And all the biggest bubbles, like spheres, were like those retweets that were just like LMAO or like I'm dead, y'all, or I'm screaming. And they were like eating all the little bubbles, but then there were also I saw off to the side like all the really cool bubbles
that like no one cares about.
But they were dim and out of place, and then. And then a wizard appears, and he's like, listen, everything you know is lame. And these were the words, too. He was talking, like, really condescending to me, like, listen, everything you like is lame. All your hobbies, all everything that lame. You care about, it's all lame. It's impossible for you to know about anything truly cool.
And then what happened? You woke up?
And then I was like, whoa. He's right. And I saw the little bubbles, and I was like, I saw a little tribal, I don't know. The cool ideas were represented by tribal masks for some reason.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I don't know why.
And then you woke up.
Yeah.
That's a deep dream.
It's a really deep dream.
That's like the internet like, in a nutshell. It's also true.
Yeah, it's true. It's like a definitely hipstery
outlook. It was a hipstery dream. This wizard sounds like a cool guy.
This wizard is either, like, really cool, or he's, like, he's the terrible man at the coffee shop with a fedora.
Right. He's, like, one of those. But he's either that. Yeah. What did he look like? Did he look like a wizard? Like Gandalf?
He looked like Merlin. Merlin. You know, just okay. Generic
blue wizard. Blue wizard robes kind of thing. Yeah. This is a deep dream.
It is.
This is like the internet in a nutshell.
It's like everything in a nutshell.
It's
like
so weird.
Even authors and everything.
It is so... It seems like... I don't know. It's a weird thing. I don't want to get too deep on this stuff, but... It seems like... We've talked about this on the show before. It seems like the internet... Like, we can share so many ideas all the time. But it seems like the ones that get a lot of traction are like the most benign, stupid, dumbass things. And like the really cool stuff is still there, but you have to like hunt for it. Which, to someone living 50 years ago, if you told them about the internet, they would have the exact opposite impression of how it worked. Like if you like talk to like one of those sci-fi authors that predicted like basically the internet, they'd be like, yeah, it'll be awesome. Like all these great ideas will be shared between people and they'll be interested in having these awesome dialogues together. And all that stupid shit that, like, people laugh about while they're really drunk, like, that's just stuff that'll stay off and, like, it'll be, you know, people can go to other places to do that. It's like, nope, it's basically the opposite of that.
Yeah. No, like, basically, like, humanity on the micro scale and on the macro scale is the same person.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, nope, no, that's not it at all. I mean, we have pages like Wikipedia, we have places like Wikipedia where you can go and, like, learn cool stuff, but... You still have to hunt for it. You have to hunt for the cool stuff. Whereas, you know, you're smacked in the face with stupid stuff, like, on a daily basis, basically. Anyway, Twitter is stupid, but what are you going to do? Social media in general is like that, though.
Yeah, it's the worst idea.
And yet I'm on it. I don't know why. Every time I log into Twitter, I, like, sigh, like, audibly. I'm like, what am I doing on this stupid website? Like, I don't really know. It's just,
I don't know, it's so stupid. Something to do. What else are you gonna do?
It is something to do, and I like, the things I like on Twitter, I like a lot. Like, oh, this is an interesting conversation, this is a cool topic, but it's like 10% of the stuff. You know, maybe 5%. You know, 95% of the other stuff is just like, oh, just like, I don't want any of this crap. You know, so I'm like there for that 10%, but it's aggravating. And they're so obsessed with, like, bad things, you know? Or, like, stupid humor or, like, terrible things happening. There's never any, like, cool good things people talk about. Yeah. It's always, like, really dumb humor or tragedy, you know? Like, that's it.
Yeah.
It's just so depressing because... This is going to sound horrible, but the really dumb humor is just as depressing to me as the tragedy.
Well, people, they can't help themselves. Like, they see a terrible tragedy, they're like, I won't stand for this. This, you know...
This is awful.
I can't just scroll by this and ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta do something.
And then their next tweet is like, LMAO! Yeah. Holy shit, have you guys seen this one?
Because they saw the horrible shit, and now they're like, you know, I gotta cheer myself up. There's someone laughing. Yes, that's what I want.
Ah! Alright, we have to stop talking about Twitter now. This is so aggravating. Do you want to get into some listener... Oh, we don't have any listener questions. You know why we don't have any listener questions? Because I tweeted it, and no one responded. So, there you go, Twitter. Way to go. I'm just calling out our whole audience. We're losing all our followers
today. Gosh, there's a lot of cars near here now.
We're just losing everyone. Like, everyone that's ever listened to this podcast is like, I'm done with this.
It's long gone by now.
They're done. They're done with this podcast. We should mention really quick, you submitted our podcast to something. We should tell everyone that really fast.
Well, we submitted. It was a group effort.
Well, you did the, like, you put, wrote the form.
I pressed the button.
You pressed the button. You hit the switch. You pulled the lever.
We submitted our podcast to a Foursquare, Square Four. I don't know what the website is. They're hosting a podcast contest. Yeah. Where, I guess, I don't know how it works. They're looking... the winner gets a contract in New York or something.
Wow, we're really selling this. Like, if they're listening right now, they're like, wow, they know all about us. Not really. go on.
Sorry. I hope they're not listening.
They are, and they're like, they don't even know what they're doing. Go on.
That's it. You win some kind of gig.
You don't even know. You don't even know what it is.
No, I don't know what it is. It was your idea. I just clicked the button.
I sent you the link and I was like, what do you think? And you're like, yeah, let's do it. And then you did
it. I didn't read it. It was really long. I just read the questions you had to answer to do it. It was really short.
It was like three paragraphs. Come on. Have you noticed this as we're talking about the internet a lot? I don't read like things anymore on the internet. I
read three paragraphs.
It's becoming like horrible. Like if there's a website that's got like three paragraphs, I'm like, nope, can't do that. That's way too long.
Who do they think they are? W.B. Yeats or something? Jeez.
I know. Like, what is this, a novel? Just tell me what you need to tell me. I'm like so frustrated with that stuff. I don't know why. I think the internet has really spoiled me. Like, because you're expecting stuff that's really, you know, short and to the point. Mm. And then people are like, here's like four paragraphs. Like, I can't. I don't have time to read that. Like, I got something to do. And then you like click on twitter.com. And then you're like, here we go. This
and
is
you're
what.
Like, LMAO.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah, we entered the contest, though, and yeah. Hopefully we win. That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. You didn't even know what it is. You didn't even read it.
I know that it would be cool if we won it.
Now, if you...
We would be winners.
Since you don't read anything on the internet, if you were watching a video of how to do something on the internet...
I never do that.
That's the worst thing.
Videos are too long. You can't... Because he's just like me on my channel on my YouTube where I teach people how to, like, put on a door handle.
It's like 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
And he's like, first of all, first off, I wanna tell you all the story of when my uncle taught me how to put a door handle on when I was 6 years old. And you're like, I don't care about
it. I first started putting on door handles when I was a boy in Venice, Italy. Back then, we used to call them door handling or something.
Door handling. It's Italian.
Yeah. That's how they say it.
Door handling. Door handling. And I
handolini.
And I had a pepperoni pizza in my hand while
pizza
I was...
Pizza pie, Mamma Mia.
My uncle, he owned a door handolini shop on Little Caesars Avenue.
I don't know how this dude suddenly got, like, really stereotypically Italian.
My uncle, Poppy Mandalova, owned a... My uncle, Big Poppy, owned an Italian...
Big Poppy Mandalova, yeah.
Owned a door handolini shop on Little Caesars Avenue. And I would sit, every summer I would be there at his shop, and he would teach me the ways of putting a door handle on. Or a handolini.
That's really how it is, though. Everybody's a personality on YouTube. They all have to, like, have
it's
a
so
brand.
So bad. That's the internet in general. Everyone's a brand. Yeah. Man, we're really getting deep on the criticizing the internet today. Twitter is, like, all about brand. Like, it's just brand. Like, no one is a person. Everyone's a brand. It confuses me because I don't know how to do that. Like, at all. Like, I do not know how to make myself a brand because I'm a person. I'm an individual. I don't understand the brand thing.
You take something that you think you do good and only do that.
Yeah, I think you take something that you think you do good and also something you really like. And then you combine those together, and that's your
the
brand.
The second one is debatable.
Well, yeah. Okay, you take something you do really good, and either something you really like or something you really hate, and then you combine them together, and that's your brand. I don't know. Like, I think I have trouble because I'm all over the place, because I'm a human being. I don't have, like, one thing that I do, you know?
Yeah.
But for Twitter, that's, like, people follow you because... of your brand, like, oh, this guy tweets about whatever, you know, that brand thing.
You follow 300 people, mm-hmm. and if everyone's being a person all the time, your feed, you know, the place you jack in that your eyes goes into, that's just going to be chaos.
That's true. they're all people in. They're like talking about drinking coffee and like listening to music and going to the movies. Like, I don't want that. I want brand stuff. Brand focused. Brand. I want
very specific, a lot of very specific things grouped together.
Mm-hmm. I feel like part of it is like labels. Like, everyone likes to label themselves as something. You know, like, it's part of their brand. Like, I'm a person that is part of this society or whatever, this group or whatever, you know?
I only respond to popular tweets with I'm dying.
That's, right, like, that's my brand. That's so dumb. Anyway, but yeah, the YouTube videos are like, ugh, I can't do it. It's like 20 minutes of, like, you sitting there. I wish they had a button that was just like, skip to the part where they actually explain the thing this video is about. You know, you just like hit it and then it just zips over, skips the whole like my uncle living in Italy, you know, Handolini door thing. Handle. Yeah, like they skip all that part and they're like, all right, here's how you do it. You know, and you're like, all right, great. That's all I need to know. But no, maybe that'll be a feature in future YouTube, but I kind
of
doubt
The problem
it.
Is the optimal amount of time, this is true, the optimal amount of time that a YouTube video needs to be to make the maximum amount of money is 10 minutes.
Is that true? Is that really true?
That's true. Yeah, that's really
true. So do you think they really they stretch it to 10 minutes? So if it's like the most simple thing, they just like stretch it to 10 minutes.
It needs to be 10 minutes because after 10 minutes, you get like a bonus.
Well, why don't they do it this way? Okay, this is what I would do. Put the thing that you are explaining in the first minute, and then 9 minutes of, like, I don't know, some song or something you like.
just be like you making weird faces.
Yeah, it's like, thanks for watching my video, and then you just, like, sit there for 9 minutes, like, listening to something, and you're just like, cool.
No. YouTube keeps track of how much of, you know, how much you kept it on.
Oh, so if they're not engaged the whole way, then there you go.
Then you lose it.
What a stupid idea. See, this is the problem. Like, they're not solving problems from, like, the, oh, let's help people out, do things perspective. They're solving the problems like, how can we make the most advertising revenue, you know?
Off of someone who has a toilet. That's why you're on YouTube, I mean.
I know. Like, if they came at it from a, how can we efficiently solve this person's problem? The videos would be 30 seconds long. In the description, they would have all the steps filled out, and you could click on the individual steps to go there in the video. But since they're coming at it from a how can we make the most money perspective, videos are 20 minutes long, and half the video is an explanation of their grandfather putting on their first door handle or changing their first diaper or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Ugh, what are you going to do? You want to get into some... We've talked about how terrible the internet is long enough, I think.
Yeah.
Do you want to get into some Reddits?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. Actually,
Speaking of how the internet's terrible.
I know, right? This is awful. Let's go to Reddit, another awful website. We're just criticizing everything. First question, people who scream instead of sneezing, why do you do that?
I don't know. Why do you do that?
First of all, is this a real thing? Have you ever seen anyone scream? No, it's not.
It is.
Well, have you heard someone scream?
Yes, they just go,
What? How does that even work? All right, like, do an impression of it. Like, you're going to
No, I can't. I'm not physically capable of making
it. So, hold on. Let me try. Is it like, instead of a chew, they're like,
No, it's brief. It's like,
What? How does that help you expel the, like...
I think it just feels good.
That doesn't make any sense. My dad, when he sneezed, he would sneeze, but he would add an audio element to it. Mm-hmm. So he'd be like, chew, and he'd sneeze, but then he'd go like, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Like Pikachu, like there's a chew and then chew.
Yeah. So like it would be like an ending, like it would be like a sneeze complete sound, if you will. But the sneeze was still there, you know. But this sounds like instead of the sneeze, you just scream. Maybe they're mad that they can't sneeze, you know. You know, have you ever had a sneeze and then you just didn't sneeze? Like you really need to sneeze, but it's like not happening.
Yeah.
Maybe they're frustrated. They're like, I can't sneeze. Rah! You know?
I think what it is we've talked about this before, too. I think even as early as last episode, a lot of people don't think about what they look like or how they appear or how they're affecting people in the world. And I think people that are screaming when they sneeze are just trying to, like, milk that sneeze for all it's worth.
Look at me. Look at me. Look at my sneeze scream.
No, they don't care that anybody's looking. They're just like, all right, this is going to feel great. I'm gonna
expel
powerfully and scream and make a big commotion. Blah! It's going to feel great and release endorphins, and I'm going to feel happy.
Maybe. I've not tried that. Next time I sneeze, I'll do
it. I don't think you would be able to do it, though, because you're self-conscious.
The thing, though, that I'm really hung up on is are they actually sneezing while screaming? Like, are they doing it at the same time, or?
Yes.
Okay, so they're just like, achoo! Like, they're...
Yeah, you just nailed it. That was totally it.
So they're, like, they're just opening their mouth and, like, expelling noise while they expel snot from their nose.
Yes.
Basically. Okay, got it. I thought it was like they screamed instead of sneezing. But I get it. No,
that doesn't work. You have to sneeze.
Next time I sneeze, I'm going to do this.
Yeah,
try to scream. I doubt I could do it.
I bet you can.
I doubt I could, like, consciously do it. Because my brain doesn't go to, like, oh, I'm about to sneeze. How enjoyable can I make this experience?
Sneezing feels good, man. I like it.
Sure, but, like, are you really thinking about that? Like, 2 seconds before you sneeze, you're like, all right, let me think about this. Okay, if I scream, it'll be a lot more fun to sneeze. No, I'm just going to sneeze. Like,
that's not how I think, but I do think, ooh, it's going to feel good to sneeze once I can.
I guess. I just don't think... I'm not trying to, like, maximize pleasure of sneezes at any time in my life. But that's just how it is, I guess. What do you have a surprisingly low tolerance for? Other than stupid people, because that's an obvious...
Advertisements.
Advertisement. Do you have...
low tolerance.
Do you have, like, an ad blocker or whatever?
Yeah, I use multiple ad blockers. If there's an ad on the video I'm going to watch, I just give up on the video.
Yeah, I kind of do that, too. Ads have gotten so weird lately on videos. Like, you have to, like, select a thing before... Have you seen these on, like, YouTube? It's like they're giving you, like, a questionnaire before you start the video. You haven't seen those?
No, I haven't seen
those. They're like, you go to the video, and it's like, hey, which of these things describes your habits on the internet or whatever? And it's like a checkbox thing. And then once you, like, click, you hit next, and then you can start the video. So they're forcing you to interact with the video.
Oh, that isn't right.
That's really annoying.
I've never seen that. That's terrible.
When can we just burn YouTube to the ground?
Because you know what I have seen is an ad that if you minimize it, it pauses.
Oh my god, that's the worst.
Have you seen that?
Yes, I have, and it's...
Yeah.
I
had an ad minimized for like 10 minutes once. I like walked away and brought it back up and the ad started playing. I thought that I was like having a stroke or something. I thought I was having an episode.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, this is deja vu.
This ad, what the hell? I already watched this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it. The thing about ads on YouTube is, this is out horrible to all the people that like YouTube a lot, the content that they have doesn't justify the amount of ads that they have on their website. Yeah. If that makes any sense to you. Like, I don't watch TV, I don't really have cable anymore, but when I did, and there's a good show, it's like, there's a commercial break, I'm like, alright, this show is good, I don't mind sitting here for 30 seconds while commercials play. I'm watching a YouTube video about some dumbass talk about some dumbass shit. The ads that are in there are not commensurate with the experience I'm getting watching the video, you know?
Yeah, you know, that's not to say that, you know, the person who's receiving money from the advertisement is unworthy of the money they're receiving. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they deserve money for what they're making.
Yeah.
But...
I just don't feel like the quality is up to the level where I have to sit through all these ads. Because,
yeah,
I don't know. The only reason I'm watching some YouTube video is because, A, I have a problem that I need to solve. Yeah. B, the video piqued my interest. Or see someone shared it on social media, and I'm curious about what is in the video. And in the curious case, and in the pique my interest case, if there's ads, that are like really long, I'm most of the time just like, I don't care about that that much, you know what I mean? Like, the only time I'm sitting through ads is if I'm like, I need to know how this works. I hope this video tells me. I guess I'll sit through this ad, you know?
Yeah.
But that's just me. I've never watched a YouTube video and been like, wow, that was really good.
I think I have.
I haven't. Nope, I take that back. I've watched like a live concert on YouTube, like a video of a concert on YouTube. I was like, that was really good. But 9 times out of 10, when you watch a YouTube video, after I'm done, I'm like, I don't feel any better for watching that YouTube video. I sound like an old man yelling at a cloud, at like the clouds right now. But
this is old man yelling at clouds.
The episode. Right? Yeah. I don't know. It's just, most of the content on YouTube just is, I don't know, it just seems so pointless to me. It's not like informative, it's not really that funny, it's just there. All right. If you were in a food fight to the death, you know, we haven't done a trivia question in a while.
Oh, no, I messed it up.
Okay. You forgot!
All right, your first trivia question of the day.
Go really fast.
I'll have you choose a lifeline for.
Okay, I'll choose Monty Hall.
Yeah. Monty Hall. Your first trivia question. This is the trivia segment, by the way.
Trivia time. Let's go.
If this is your first time listening, you're probably really confused about what we're doing right now.
That's fine. Go.
We're just going to play trivia. Okay, your category is Microsoft.
I love Microsoft. Bing, 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 and it's done.
Just bing it.
Just bing it.
The longest running software product line for Microsoft is...
Mm-hmm.
Is it A, Microsoft Windows,
mm-hmm.
B, Microsoft Minesweeper, C, Microsoft Paint, or D, Microsoft Flight Simulator?
No way. So wait. What was the first one? Windows, right?
Windows, mm-hmm. Minesweeper, uh-huh. Paint, or Flight Simulator?
This is a really good question. I don't think it's Flight Simulator, because Flight Simulator... Like, Windows, that was on Windows, so I don't see how they could have that exist without Windows. Unless it was on DOS or something. I don't know. That could be weird. Minesweeper, I'm pretty sure that was Windows 2. There might have been a Minesweeper DOS, but I don't believe that there was. What was the other one?
Paint. Or Windows.
I don't think it was Paint either. I feel like it's got to be Windows. All right. I got
okay.
it.
You have Monty Hall.
I'm going to Monty Hall it. I'm going to lock in Flight Simulator. That's the obvious how to do this.
It is either B, Minesweeper.
No way.
Or D, Flight Simulator.
No way. That's... All right. Which one is it? It's got to be Minesweeper. B, Minesweeper, final answer.
Minesweeper is wrong.
What? Are you kidding me right now?
It's Microsoft Flight Simulator.
How? Where did they put it? Was it on DOS or something?
I don't know. It's on Wikipedia.
They made Flight Simulator before they made Minesweeper.
The longest running software for Microsoft is Microsoft Flight Simulator.
That's kind of amazing.
I don't know how.
I'm surprised for that Monty Hall you didn't give me Windows, because I would have just said Windows immediately. But you wanted me to almost get, I was playing a game. You were trying to help me out too, because if you gave me Windows, like, it would have been obvious I would have chose Windows. But
I don't know. I don't feel like I ever choose that trivia question if the answer is Windows though.
Yeah, maybe that's true.
You know what I mean? That's just not interesting.
I do, like, the ones that are just like, oh, it's a trick. I do that sometimes. Like, it's like,
mm-hmm. like one obviously obvious. It's Windows. You got me twice like, in one episode.
Remember the one where, like, what was it? Something with camels or something.
No, I thought catfish had one taste bud.
That's what it was.
They actually have, like, millions.
And you're like, is it one? And then he said it. Oh, that was great. All right, let's do another trivia since we're behind with the trivia.
Yeah, we're
stuff.
Behind. All right. The next category is also Microsoft.
Oh.
Okay. What is the name of the community blog and chat room hosted by Microsoft employees for employees? This is like their employee.
Yeah, their employee chat forum. Room. Sure.
Yeah. Is it A, Alpha Centauri?
It's a good name.
Is it B, Channel 9?
Mm-hmm.
Is it C, Zen Omega? Or is it D, The Bone Zone?
These are all good names. Oh, I'm choosing 50-50 for this one. I forgot to do that.
That's first. That's your lifeline.
The Bone Zone.
Alpha Centauri.
I hope it's the Bone Zone.
Zen Omega or the Bone Zone.
Zen Omega is cool sound. All these are like really sci-fi and then the Bone Zone. What was the second one?
Channel 9.
Channel 9, Alpha Centauri.
Zen Omega.
Zen Omega and the Bone
Zone. And the Bone Zone.
Here's the thing. Why would you put the Bone Zone in there? Like, is that something you just made up in your head? I don't know. That just seems like it's too weird, out of place to not be a real thing. I'm going to 50-50, though.
Okay. It is either Channel 9 or the Bone Zone. Just consider the first question, too.
All right, I'm going with the Bone Zone. Final answer.
Are you sure?
Yes, I want to go with the Bone Zone.
No, it's not damn the Bone it! Zone.
God damn it.
What do you mean the Bone Zone? Are you crazy?
I thought you were tricking me with the Bone Zone. I'm sorry.
They call it the Bone Zone.
Why not?
I don't know.
I thought you were tricking me with the Bone Zone. Where did you find this? Is it Wikipedia?
This was the Microsoft Trivia website.
Oh, okay. No,
I made up all of these except for Channel 9.
They would probably not admit to making their company chat the Bone Zone. I'm pretty sure if the Bone Zone existed, people would complain, like, why is Microsoft's chat called the Bone Zone?
You're like, okay, it's your first day at Microsoft.
Welcome to the Bone Zone.
All you need to do is get your badge over here, and you gotta get your uniform over here. And here's your password for the Bone Zone.
The what now?
I beg your pardon, Blake.
The Bone Zone, that's our private chat channel. Bill Gates thought it was a really funny joke back in 1992 when we just kept it alive.
And then the person would be like, have you guys ever thought about changing that?
And they're like, no.
Then they're like, okay, well, why don't you go tell Bill to change it, his chat room?
Got to keep to the legacy. Bill's still in there. Like, he doesn't work at Microsoft anymore, but he's still like a frequent collaborator in the Bone Zone. Like, he logs on to just chat with them.
Yeah, he just, like, flames people.
I could see Bill Gates doing that. So he's, like, retired now, right? He's, like, doesn't work at Microsoft anymore. But they still have, like, maybe it's, like, a Slack channel now. No, Microsoft would never use Slack. They have their own, whatever, the chat room is built on. Yeah. They have the Bone Zone, and Bill still has access. So, like, every day he logs in to see what people are doing. And he'll just, like, troll everyone. And he has probably, he can probably make as many new accounts as he wants so they don't know who he is, you know? And he's just, like, trolling people in the Bone Zone. That's, like, his day-to-day.
Yeah. They have different channels, and he's a moderator of every channel.
The Bone Zone XXX. That's one of the channels. Yeah, I don't think this would fly in, like, modern
Bill Bone 420, that's the screen name.
Bill Bone 420.
Bill Bone Baggins. What a great screen name.
Bill Bone Baggins. And then, like, whenever he pops in a chat room, he's like, hey guys. Like, every employee is just, like, rolling their eyes. Like, oh god, here it goes again. And he's like, have you heard this one dirty joke I heard last week? Like, oh god. Bill Bone is back. The Bone Zone. All right.
Well, you're 0-2 so far.
I forgot I even had one more. All right, let's do one Reddit, and then we can jump back on trivia. If you were in a food fight to the death, what would be your weapon of choice? It can't be the Bone Zone.
can't use bones.
Can't use bones. Okay. No, you can't. I guess you could use bones. That would actually be a good weapon. Like a whole whole chicken.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, this reminds me of... Do you remember the Donkey Kong 64 game?
Yeah, of course.
You know, they all had guns.
Oh, and they'd shoot fruit out of them.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, you have the orange, the or the...
Yeah, the...
I forget what they shoot. Peanuts.
Peanut gun, peanut gun. Orange gun, coconut grapes. Gun.
Yeah.
Grape, yeah.
And then the girl, Kong, had the feather gun. Tiny. She got kind of robbed.
Yeah, that's kind of lame.
Yeah. But
the coconut gun, that would hurt. Those would stink.
Coconuts. Yeah.
Coconut gun can spot fire in spurts. If it shoots ya,
it's gonna hurt.
Okay. Do you remember when that game came out and they had the DK rap, like, before the beginning of Donkey Kong? You remember the DK rap, obviously.
Of course, yeah, I know.
Do you remember when they said hell in the DK rap?
Yeah.
And you're like 10 and you're like, oh my god, they just said hell. They said hell in the DK rap.
Donkey Kong.
I thought that was, like, the coolest thing when I was, like, 10 years old. It's like, whoa. You know,
when we were 10, when we used to sing along at the beginning of the game before we would start playing, we would both say, one of a guy instead of hell.
Like, self-censor at the hell in the DK rap. Wow, we're so good, boys.
Like, we're so cool.
We're so good. That is really funny. I can't believe that we did that. Now I just say fuck of a guy. No, I don't say that. I'm just kidding.
Not for Donkey Kong. He wouldn't say the
other word. Donkey Kong doesn't curse. He says hell, but he's not going to curse.
He says... does he even speak? He kind of just speaks.
Okay, if Donkey Kong cussed, what would his cuss words of choice be? I think he's would be a son of a bitch kind of guy. Personally... I think you'd say son of a bitch.
Yeah, I was thinking crap or shit.
Shit? I think shit is too low for Donkey Kong.
Yeah. You know? Maybe.
Son of a bitch sounds... I think Diddy is going to say shit. Like, he's the shit talker in the group. You know, like, shit! God damn it! Shit!
He's like the Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, and then Donkey's like, God damn it, boy! You son of a bitch! Don't say shit. It's bad. I don't know. And then Lanky says just really dirty things.
I'm imagining him like Gary Busey for some reason.
If you had to cast the Donkey Kong...
Gary Busey.
If you had to cast the people of Donkey Kong, Gary Busey is Lanky. And he just says the weirdest shit, like, all the time.
And then he just makes his Gary Busey face.
Yes. And then Diddy, I guess he could be Eddie Murphy, because he's like, it's got to be some kind of like fast-talking kind of, you know,
person.
And then Donkey would be like John Goodman, right?
Yes, he'd be the perfect Donkey Kong.
So there we go. We got it. We got the cast. So Nintendo, whenever you're really ready to make that movie... We could move in real quick and do that, right? We already got the screenplay pretty much ready. It's been in my head since I've been like 10 years old, so.
Yeah.
We're ready whenever they are.
It's like basically the story of Rocky, except Donkey Kong Donkey Kong. Someone's the Gator.
Who would be King K. Rool? Yeah, that's important. Ooh, that's tough.
I don't know. Keanu Reeves? No, I don't think he's quite.
he's too big. He's not big enough for King K. Rool. I don't know. I'll figure it out. We'll get back. We'll loop back around to this. Do you want me to do?
No. I thought. What? Big muscular guy, Terry Crews.
Oh, he'd be a good King K. Rool.
Yeah.
I think we go. Yeah, we got it. We got the cast list now. Mm-hmm. This is a good cast. I'd watch it. DK the movie. First good video game movie,
probably. John C. Reilly can be the girl Kong.
Yes.
He needs to be in
Yes,
it.
good call. Yeah. Good call.
You can't have a Donkey Kong movie without him.
That's true. All right, one more Reddit, and then we'll get into the last review question. You're home alone at 3 a.m., wide awake, lying in bed, which happens to me like all the time.
Yeah, that's every day.
It's pitch black. What is the scariest thing that can happen in this moment?
I could have a heart attack.
That would be scary.
Yeah.
Do you even know, like, do you know you're having a heart attack when you're having a heart attack? I mean, I've never had one before.
I've never had one, but I've heard that you know.
You know.
Yeah.
Does it hurt a lot?
According to Kevin Smith, it's just really uncomfortable.
Sometimes I wonder about, like, pain, because pain is relative from person to person.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, like, you look up symptoms of something, and they're like, oh, if you had a, I don't know, a broken arm or whatever, or a, I don't know, another example, an ulcer or something like that, I don't know. They're like, you would know, because it'd be excruciatingly painful, right? But I'm like, I don't know what excruciating means to this person. Like, I think I have a pretty high tolerance for pain. I could be excruciating right now, and I'll be like, I'm good. You know? Like, it's relative. Yeah. It doesn't...
Or it could be the opposite. Like, you're Googling something about sickness, and as usual, it's telling you, okay, here's the symptoms for cancer that you probably have.
Yeah.
And it's like stomach pain. And it's like, what? Like,
I have stomach pain, like, all the time. Like, my stomach is always in pain. Yeah.
Like, fast heartbeat. Like, okay, like, how fast?
Check. Like, got that. Yeah. I mean, my heartbeat is fast frequently. And I have indigestion a lot, so I guess I have cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. WebMD is not a good place to go, generally.
No.
Let me do my last... I'm excited for this last one.
Okay. Your last trivia question
What? Give me the category, and then I'll choose the lifeline.
Choose lifeline first. Okay. You don't get... That's metagaming.
That's true. I'm going to do 60-second... what the hell is that thing called? Info, please.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you. I need it.
The category... I couldn't find another Microsoft question, so this is just about computers, loosely.
That's fine.
The first entirely computer-generated movie sequence in history was... Is it A, the Genesis device demonstration in Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan? Is it B, the Death Star firing sequence in Star Wars? Is it C, the Thing monster reveal from The Thing? Or is it D, Jeff Goldblum's transformation from The Fly?
Wow, this is first fully computer-generated, right?
Yes.
This is hard.
Star Trek, Star Wars, The Thing, or The Fly?
Yep. Star Trek, Star Wars. I think... Which Star Wars? The first Star Wars?
A New Hope.
Okay. I think Star Wars was too early. It was 1977. So I don't think they were quite there yet. The Fly was in the 80s. And so was The Thing. And which Star Trek was it?
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Oh, that was early too, though. Damn. Mm-hmm. I was hoping it'd be one of the 90s Star Treks or like one of the late 80s ones. You know, I'd be like, okay, that one's probably it. But Wrath of Khan was also early 80s, I think. God, this is tough. I feel like The Thing had mostly practical effects.
Mm-hmm.
Star Trek, or what was the other one that's not The Thing?
The Fly. The Fly. With Jeff Goldblum.
I feel like that had practical effects too, though. I'm going to go with Star Trek, because I feel like Star Trek would be the most relevant one to use computer graphics. Yeah, Wrath of Khan, final answer.
That is correct.
Yes! Nice job. You like how I logic through that one?
Your logic was spot on, by the way.
Welcome to the Bone Zone. I got one right. We should open our show with that every time. We should just rename our whole podcast The Bone Zone.
And I should change my screen name to Bill Bone Baggins.
I feel like our last two podcasts have been really sexually suggestive titles. Like, our last title's Viagra X, and like this one's probably going to be The Bone Zone. And then, like, people looking at our podcast for the first time was like, is this about sex? Like, what is this podcast about? That's okay, though. It's fine. You want to do some Would You Rathers before we end the show?
Yeah, let's do them.
Okay. I just wanted to bring out some really weird thing that I just learned right before the show. I was looking at Would You Rather questions, or I was looking at Reddit questions, and someone asked, what is your version of saluting magpies in your country? And I was like, what the hell is saluting magpies? Have you ever heard of this?
No, I've never heard
of
that.
In England, in the UK, there's superstitions regarding magpie, which is a bird, that, you know, I don't know if we have them here, but anyway, in the U.S. But anyway, throughout Britain, there's a lot of superstitions surrounding magpie. It is thought to be unlucky to see a lone magpie that's not, like, with a group of other magpies.
Okay.
And so there are a number of beliefs of what you're supposed to do to prevent bad luck. I guess it's kind of like a black cat. You know, the version
you
of
like
black
throw
cat.
Salt over your shoulder.
But no, so this is what they do. In most parts of the UK, people will salute a single magpie and say, "Good morning, Mr. Magpie."
Do they really?
That's what this website says. I don't know how true it is, but it's what this website says. Maybe it's just disparaging British people. I don't know. If you're a British person, a British listener, and you have saluted a magpie, we would like to hear from you. Please tell us all about magpie saluting, because I never heard of this until just now.
That's an awesome tradition.
Do we have anything weird like that in the United States? I don't think we do.
We knock on wood.
We do knock on wood. We do that like in an ironic way now, though, I feel like. Yeah, have you noticed that? Yeah. Like, someone will say something, you're like, I hope not, knock on wood. And then they, like, knock on something that clearly isn't wood. And they're like, ah, like plastic or like glass, you know, like knock on wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do knock on wood. I don't know, we think black cats are...
Do we? I don't know. I think that's kind of old...
I don't walk.
This brings me to... Do you remember those stories when you were a kid that were like, okay, if you go in the bathroom at midnight and look in the mirror and you say Bloody Mary
five times. Five times or whatever.
The mirror will bleed and there will be like a lady come out of the mirror and kill you.
Yes, I remember that.
Did you ever do that when you were a kid?
I did not, but... I was frightened of mirrors when I was a child. I kind of still am, to be honest with you. So I never did this because I was so scared. When I heard this story for the first time, I was like, I'm never going to do that. But I remember when I was in school in like third grade, the teacher had to go somewhere, and we were left in the classroom. And there's a bathroom in the classroom, and someone was like, let's do Bloody Mary. And so like a bunch of kids ran in the bathroom and like did Bloody Mary. And I was like hiding under my thing because I was like, she's going to jump out like in Ghostbusters and be like, ah! So, yeah. Like, I literally thought this was going to happen. But no, I didn't ever do Bloody Mary. Did you ever do it?
I did, but I got to four and was like, nah, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. You know, I mean, what's to gain out of Bloody Mary, right?
Yeah, like, what are you
going to get?
What's the point?
You get scared to death? You're going to pee your pants?
You're going
to
die?
You're going to die? Like, there's no good outcome to Bloody Mary. The best thing that can happen is that nothing happens. So.
Yeah.
You know, I guess you have a story to tell, but you can just make that up. Like, you can go in the bathroom and be like, everyone, I'm going to do Bloody Mary. All right, I'm going to the bathroom. And they're like, okay. And then you do, and then you stand there for 10, you know, for like 30 seconds, and you come back and you're like, I sure, oh my God. But you didn't really do anything, you know. I don't know. That's what I would have done.
But. Do kids these days have the stories like that?
I'm sure.
I hope they do, and I would really like to know about them, because that's just the coolest thing to me.
Do you think they're all, like, internetized?
Do you, like if you go to, or something?
If you go on Twitter and you, like, type Bloody Mary five times and do a tweet, she'll, like, explode out of your phone screen or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, Slender Man is a good example. Let's start on the internet, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, it was, like, a really bad, like... free game creator game.
And it just got out of control and people did that a lot. Let's do some would you rounds before we're... How are we doing on time? We have like 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
So you want to relax with some stupid would you rather questions now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Would you rather have an endless supply of wands or a big French dragon?
Endless supply of wands?
Yeah, like Harry Potter wands.
Okay.
And let's assume these wands, you know, they can do some spell casting, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if the other option is a dragon...
Big French dragon. It's French, though.
his friend.
I mean, I'm just
sure you get me a sandwich.
That might affect it. I don't know. What did I'm you just sorry. Say? Le Monsieur, give me a sandwich? Is that what you
said? Yes.
Say that in French again. What did you say?
Le Monsieur, get me a sandwich.
I like how you, like, Frenched the first two words, but then you just said, get me a sandwich.
And then it's just like, get me a sandwich.
I wonder how you say sandwich in French. Probably sandwich. Oh, I am...
And then you do that afterwards, yeah.
We're so stereotypical with accents. Oh, get me a sandwich. I am a big French dragon. He would his name would be Pierre.
Pierre Montague.
Pierre Montague, the big French dragon. This sounds like a children's book.
Yeah, it does.
And he like carries around a baguette.
You know the hat, it's like a striped hat.
Yes. He wears like a chef's hat. Yeah.
He has a little mustache.
This is so terrible.
No, it's not. This is like a real kid's book.
I would read it. I would read it to my child. I'd be like, see this little Timmy? This is like what kids, this is what dragons are really like. Or no, this is what French people are really like.
And I would do the voices for my kids so that they thought that's how like, French people talk.
Oh, Daddy, if we go to France, will we see a big dragon? Like, I'd be like, yep, they're all dragons over there. Every one of them. make me a sandwich.
Make me a sandwich.
So you'd rather have a big French dragon, wouldn't you?
No, I'd have the wands.
I would do the dragon. This sounds fun.
What if it kills you?
It's French. He's not.
They're not good at war. What's he going to do?
What is he going to do? Beat me with a baguette? Come on. I'm sorry in advance if you're listening to this. And
that was not cool
French
of me.
Person.
I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't you. I did. And we both kind of did.
We both did.
So I'd do the I would have the dragon, you would have the ones. Would you rather live with a ghost or with a communist?
Well, they would both be really annoying.
That was my first thought. Like, I don't know which one would be, like, more annoying. Like, so, I can imagine two scenarios. You're sitting watching TV, right? You have a ghost, and it starts knocking stuff over. And you start rolling your eyes like, oh, God, here we go again. Or, alternate, you start watching TV, communist comes over, and he says, you know, TV is just a consumer used to control your life. And you're like, oh, here we go again.
It's a tool of the patriarchy to control you. Like, oh,
it's a opiate of the masses. yeah, I don't know which one would be more annoying.
I'll take the ghost on.
Yeah. At least you don't have to listen to the ghost, you know?
You know, the ghost is probably only active at night or like at the spooky hours.
The communist is going to be talking your ear off like all day. He'd be like, I read this really good book about how money is the devil or whatever. And you're like, okay, yeah. Great.
It's called the Communist Manifesto. Have you heard of it?
I read it again. Karl Marx's wife's son's nephew wrote a new foreword for it, and it's really interesting. I think it's a big eye opener. I recommend it. Would you rather... Oh, what were you saying?
I was just laughing, because that's really funny. We had the same reaction.
You'd rather live with a ghost.
Oh, God. They're both terrible roommates.
I mean, the funny thing is the reaction would be, like, basically the same. When the ghost is doing something, I'd be like, oh, God, damn it. The ghost is at it again. When the communist is doing something communist, I'd be like, oh, God, they're at it again. It would be annoying. Like, both of them would just be really annoying. But you're right. I think the ghost has the times where they're active, and you can kind of deal with that. But I can't say the same about the communist.
The communist would be, like, all over Twitter.
They'd wear brown all the time. Yeah. They're all be trying to, like, get you to, like, vote for their weirdo party candidate or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, join some weird communist group. I don't know. It'd be rough. Would you rather know your mind or save them? I don't know what this question means, but I just found it.
Know the mind or save it.
Yes. Ooh, this is deep.
I don't know.
That's tough. I don't know what to do with this one. That is really tough. All I can think of is, like, what does my mind have that's important? And, like, the first thing that springs to my mind right now is, like, welcome to the Bone Zone.
That's the best thing I've thought of all day.
Oh, God.
I might save it, honestly.
Save your mind? Not know it?
They both have, like, positive and negatives associated with them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, to know the mind, you might not want to know the mind.
That's true. It's kind of like a Matrix-y kind of thing going on right now.
But, you know, save the mind. Do you want to save it?
Save it? Do you want to save it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, I really don't know.
On the one hand, the Bone Zone
exists, right? And on the other hand, it's
suffering.
The mind is good. Those are the two things on your mind at any given time. Suffering and the Bone Zone. In that order. It's just like Twitter, really. Those are the two things. Tragedy and stupid humor.
Yeah.
So, by that logic, this episode should be like our best yet. I'm trying to find one last thing for our...
I might have a couple in our text document from last week.
Let's do a random one for our last thing before we sign off for episode 43. I don't know why I said 43. 84. Whatever that is.
84.
You got anything at all?
Oh, you want me to... Okay.
Yes. Go. Go. Gosh. Welcome to the Bone Zone.
It's a good thing we're saving this for last. Would you rather porn forever in the world or not have a racist toilet?
What? That's tough. Well, I'm going to let you answer this one first.
Oh, I don't know if... I don't think I want a racist toilet.
Me neither. I would go to that one. There we go. That's done. What?
It would bum me out.
It would. It'd be annoying. It would be just as annoying as having, like, a communist that lives in your house. What if you had a communist ghost living in your house? That would be the worst, right?
Yeah.
He'd be, like, dead, and he'd be all, like, communism... still works. Just because all these societies killed a bunch of people doesn't mean it's bad in practice or whatever, right?
Yeah, that's what he would say.
They'd be like, it hasn't been implemented properly yet.
Like in Eastern the middle of Europe, they did it. All of them did it wrong.
It's like whispering these things to you in the middle of the night. Eastern Europe did it wrong. China is not really communism. Or something like that.
Technically, they're and they know the right word for whatever they are. Yes.
That would be awful. I would move away immediately.
So would I.
This sounds like a great horror movie idea. Like a bunch of, like, a communist ghost that just tells you about communist stuff. Who's our sponsor today, Basknex?
Our sponsor today is... Dr. Thunder's bone-in pepper.
Oh, it's even better. It's even better with the bone. The slogan is "Welcome to the Bone Zone."
Dr. Pepper's bone-in thunder.
Welcome to
best
the bone
beverage.
Zone.
It's what I'm drinking right
welcome
now.
Welcome to the Bone Zone. Those like goofy Dr. Pepper knockoff names are really good.
Yeah,
we've got Dr. B over here. Dr. Thunder, I think, is Walmart. Is that Walmart? I don't remember.
Yeah, it's Walmart.
And then you got Dr. Publix at Publix. There's a bunch of them. They're all doctors, though, weirdly enough. Some of them are like Mr., but mostly doctors.
I prefer... I don't trust a Mr. with my pepper.
No, I need a doctor. I need someone with a doctorate on peppering, on making a pepper-flavored beverage.
That guy better have 8 years of school and a residency completed.
A PhD, MD, whatever, all the things. Remember, when you're feeling like a person...
You're not making it easy these past few episodes for me. go back to Jersey City. I don't know.
That's good. I like that one. No one's listening this far to the show anyway. It doesn't matter. Good night, everyone. That was episode 84. Drive safely.
Drive safe.